He opened his eyes and saw that the terrain had shifted under their feet. Now they were standing in a small courtyard with black stone paving and a dry fountain in the center. About 5 meters above their heads, peering down from among the branches along the edge of the courtyard, was the smiling face of Lando Calrissian.
"Hey, old buddy," Lando called. "Is that you?"
Ben's face appeared beside Lando's.
"Dad?"
Luke stepped to Han's side, opposite Leia, and grabbed Han's arm. "It's time," he said. "Let's go."
"You don't have to ask me twice," Han said.
He took Leia's hand and squeezed it tight, and together they all started forward. As they advanced, the fountain suddenly began to jet water, and the surrounding trees rustled in the wind. Han felt every cell in his body start to sizzle. Then his stomach dropped as though he were riding in the fastest turbo lift in the galaxy, shooting up into the sky. The next thing he knew, all three of them were back on base prime, walking across the stasis circle toward the balcony, where Lando and Ben stood at the railing, staring at them in open-mouthed surprise. Han exchanged relieved glances with Luke and Leia.
"Man,"
he said, pulling them over to the balcony.
"That was a trip."
Lando and Ben stooped down to reach beneath the railing and pull everyone to safety.
"Welcome back," Lando cried.
He wrapped one arm around Han and the other around Leia, crushing them in a perfect imitation of a Wookiee hug.
"You two really had me worried this time."
Thank you, Lando,
Leia said, trying and failing to extract herself from his hug.
"We were a little worried ourselves."
"Is everyone okay?"
Lando finally let go and stepped back to inspect them. A concerned look came to his face, and he asked,
"You do know you're glowing, don't you?"
Han looked down and saw that Lando was right. His skin was still shining with the same golden light that had permeated him inside the monolith. But at least his body looked right again, or close enough. His injured leg was completely normal, and the only sign of his belly wound was what looked like an old burn scar.
"Yeah, and glowing isn't the half of it," Han said. "Maybe we should head for the Falcon's medbay and get the heck off this monolith."
Han looked up to find Lando studying the scar on his stomach with an expression of bewilderment.
"Hey," Han said. "Didn't anyone ever tell you it's rude to stare?"
Sorry, Lando said. "But that burn scar looks at least a year old, and you've only been gone a few hours. What the blazes happened in there?"
"Long story," Leia said, taking him by the arm. "We'll tell you all about it back on the Falcon."
"Which can't be soon enough for me," Ben put in. "We're done here. We've recovered all the data from this place that we're ever going to get. Though I don't know how anyone will ever make sense of it. This stuff is way above my head."
"We'll worry about that later," Luke said. "First, I want to be sure nobody ever uses this base or these labs again."
"The charges are already set," Ben replied. "And we placed the thermal detonators in the gate. Once they go off, it'll be impossible to tell there was ever anything here."
"And we have quite a few concussion missiles left," Lando added. "By the time we leave, the only thing left of base prime is gonna be its heat signature."
"Good," Leia said. "But we can't stop there. We also need to prevent anyone from using the monolith again."
"You mean anyone like Vistara?" Ben said.
"I mean anyone," Leia said. "Which means we have to stop them from finding it. Maybe we should save a few missiles and take out the repeater beacons inside the bubble."